Resentment plays a big part in recovery, or rather, dealing with resentment does. We'll touch on the role of resentment and forgiveness in today's episode of Recovery Support with Kevin Bergen. This is Recovery Support, and I'm Kevin Bergen, licensed psychotherapist. My purpose for the show is to support those in recovery, and it focuses on recovery from porn addiction, sexual acting out, or any sexually compulsive behavior. I hope to support your recovery with education, inspiration, and motivation. Let me share this week a couple of points that may clarify the issues of resentment and forgiveness. Resentment is an emotion that holds us back. It keeps us from moving forward because it keeps us so focused on a person, an institution, fate, an incident, or an ongoing situation or condition. Resentments are born when a grievance is formed. And a grievance is the result of two things happening. First, something in our life happens that we didn't want. And second, we follow that unwanted occurrence with thinking about it too much. Dr. Fred Luskin calls this renting too much space in our minds. The hard part is to remain calm and see that unwanted occurrence as part of life. Some people have great difficulty accepting that life includes both things we like and things we don't like, and they get all upset at the unpleasant things and focus on them. This is where a grievance is born. Here's a few examples of when grievances could be born. You get to work and someone's pulled into your parking spot and you have to park at the other end of the lot and walk a lot farther into your office. Your friend cancels on you twice in a row because of a new love interest. Now you don't get to spend time hanging out and you feel lonely. You don't think this is how friends should treat each other. Your mother thought mostly about herself while you grew up. You didn't get the attention you needed, and now you find that as an adult, you have difficulty in relationships, and you're left to learn how to parent yourself. You're driving home from vacation when a drunk driver hits your car, and this leaves your daughter seriously injured. You were completely helpless to protect your child. These range from the trivial, like not getting a parking spot, to the life-altering, like growing up with an alcoholic parent. When we learn to deal well with these disappointments, a grievance can be avoided. And when we meet these situations with poor skills, we carry the heavy weight of a grievance almost everywhere we go. Successfully learning how to deal with disappointment of any degree entails accepting that life is simply not designed to be fair. We can't expect fairness. Making peace with our experiences is unavoidably part of our life development. If we fail to learn that skill, our grievances get progressively heavier and we become more and more miserable. Things like being lied to, being abandoned, or getting injured are hard enough to deal with. It's all compounded when we add outrage on top of it. In his book, Forgive for Good, Dr. Luskin says, grievances are formed when people are unable to deal successfully with not getting what they wanted, and then they rent too much space in their minds to the injustice. This is the grievance process we go through even when the disappointment is as severe and horrible as the loss of a loved one. It is the same process when the injustice is waiting an extra moment in a supermarket line, or struggling in traffic when we're late for an appointment, or struggling to make sense out of a random act of violence. Now, if you've formed a grievance, you've taken something too personally and blamed the perpetrator for how you feel. Let me just briefly comment on taking things personally. That sounds like I'm unfeeling, dismissing your feelings and this experience's impact on you. That's not at all my intention. When I say you take it too personally, I mean it literally. Taking something impersonally is like having the realization in any given minute that, say, the highways have some number of drivers who cut off other drivers. And should you get cut off in traffic, it was just your turn, so to speak, to be right where another driver was going to change lanes without looking or caring about other cars. Sure, it's upsetting, but it's not about you personally. That someone offended, hurt, or inconvenienced you isn't about you, but rather, it's that people like that perpetrator do those things. Your task is to effectively learn from this life experience and move on to better engage in both more pleasurable life experiences and other unpleasant ones. It's much easier to let go and get past an unpleasant experience when we realize it's not about us. Even if we were the victim of abuse at the hands of a family member, odds are that another person in your place would have been treated similarly because it's generally about the abuser and not the abusee. Herb Kagan is a man who volunteers much of his time and talent here in Southern California on behalf of others' recovery. In 2000, he wrote a meditation on betrayal and forgiveness, and I'd like to share it with you today with his permission. Open your mind, open your memories, your heart, and remember the hurts, the wounds, where and when you've been let down, dishonored, abused, lied to, cheated on, diminished in spirit and emotion, diminished physically and financially. Bring to your mind, to your memory, and to your heart a picture of the betrayer, your father or mother, husband or wife, boyfriend or girlfriend, brother or sister, a relative or a friend. Have you been betrayed by your school, your church, the judicial system, the healthcare system, the legal system, the government? This is the reality. It did happen. We have been betrayed, hurt, and deeply wounded. Name it and accept it. It is tragic, and it is true. It is also true that we can be healed from these soul wounds. To forgive is not to condone or excuse the behavior. What was done was wrong. To forgive is not to pardon. That's not ours to give. We don't have the power of absolution. To forgive is not to forget. We are saddened by the memory and must grieve the event. To forgive is to release from debt, to release from the demand for retribution or retaliation. To forgive is to surrender the right to get even. The reality is that as long as we hold on to these hurts, they possess us. They poison us emotionally and spiritually. To forgive is to take responsibility for our part, which may only be that we've been holding on to these memories, these feelings, and have allowed them to continue to devastate our emotional and spiritual life. How long are we going to carry these wounds? How long are we going to be shackled by the chain towing this garbage barge of hurt, anger, and shame? All spiritual traditions believe that we are forgiven just to the extent that we forgive. All spiritual traditions believe that we are released just to the extent that we release others. Look at our own brokenness, the many betrayals for which we have been responsible. look at our motives, our role in the events which we find ourselves betrayed. Where were we selfish, dishonest, angry, or afraid? In light of our own brokenness, look at their brokenness. See them like us. Those that hurt us are themselves hurt, fearful, wounded, sick people. Human beings twisted by their own personal histories. We are all weak, wounded human beings, full of defects, attempting to survive the difficulties of life and find a little peace and happiness. Forgiveness is the release of others and the harm they have caused us. But forgiveness often follows deep acceptance of and repentance for our own harmful actions to others. We are powerless to name and accept the truth of the harm we have done. We are likewise powerless to release the hurt others have done to us. Am I willing to pray for the power to ask for knowledge of the truth? To ask for freedom from the bondage of my own history? To wish for the spiritual healing of those persons or institutions that have harmed me? To forgive myself, to let go of self-condemnation, to let go of remorse, our temper, our addictions, our vanities, our arrogance, our smugness, to let go of our failures to do what we must and be who we are? Am I willing to pray for the power to love them as I love myself? To see the world and the people in it from God's point of view? We are beginning a new millennium, a millennium of global and personal forgiveness and reconciliation. Invite the healing power of the universe into our minds, that our memories may be healed, into our hearts, that our feelings may be healed, into our souls, that our human spirit may be healed and that it may flourish. Healing Spirit of the universe, enable me to be willing to let go, to forgive, to release. Enable me to be willing to find freedom. Enable me to be willing to be restored to sanity. Enable me to be willing to be taken to a place of serenity. Holy Spirit, breathe your spirit into me. That was by Herb Kagan. I'd like to close again today by offering the third step prayer. This can be found by searching on the internet with third step prayer, and it's also on page 63 of Alcoholics Anonymous. If you know the prayer, please join me. God, I offer myself to Thee to build with me and do with me as Thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do Thy will. Take away my difficulties, that difficulty over them may bear witness to those I would help of Thy power, Thy love, and Thy way of life. May I do Thy will always. Keep the emails coming. I like to hear how this podcast is working or not working for you. You can email me at kbrecoverysupport@gmail.com. The Recovery Support Podcast is not endorsed or affiliated with SA or any other 12-step fellowship, nor are the shows previewed or approved by any 12-step fellowship. The podcast does not therefore promote any program or any fellowship, and it only informs about resources that I have found helpful to many of my clients. You can see show notes for this show and for any other show at recoverysupport.podbean.com. It's my hope that you can use today's material, including Herb Kagan's meditation, to find some better release from those grievances that you've carried around and find some forgiveness for your sake. Have a wonderful week and have a sober day.